Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back to Patrick Street in Cork and the Jazz Festival. I tell you what I'm going to do now. I'm going to give the Young Offenders about a few minutes to gather themselves here. they look as if they've been enjoying the jazz. So why don't we talk first to Vera Keohane, professional organiser, trained by Marie Kondo, no less. And Vera, it's nice to finally meet you in person. We've spoken on the phone a few times and you're such a lovely, soothing presence always. So I thought it'd be lovely to have you in to soothe us today. And you'll excuse the mess in here in the Roadcaster. Are you itching to declutter
no,
a bit in here?
Not. Yeah. No judgment.
So listen, you won't remember the last time we were talking. I was asking you about people who have like massive CD collections that they keep, even though they don't play them anymore. And I was saying, should I bite the bullet and get rid of them all? But you said no. So look, just. This is now like talk about like awkwardly shoehorning something into the jazz festival. For all jazz fans out there, tips for organising your music collection, your records and your CDs.
Well, it's a category, so you organise just all of them together. Do all of your CDs and first of all, put them in a pile and pick the ones that genuinely speak to your heart and that you love and you want to keep and enjoy.
So in order to do that, do you pick them up and
yeah. You take them all off the shelf or out of the cases or the attic, wherever they are, put them all out because it's a big eye-opener to the amount of them that you have. And then you can decide which ones you really want to keep after that.
Yeah. The thing about it is, I imagine you might want to keep all of them because even though we have all the music we want on streaming now, when you start taking out CDs, they all evoke times in your life and stuff, don't they?
They do. They all evoke memories and things from the past. Good times, bad times, whatever. But maybe you do want them all. But if they're all really important to you, keep them. But we can really only cherish a limited number of things as humans and listen to a limited number of...
Really?
Yeah.
What's our bandwidth for cherishing things, do you think? CDs, like, would you say... 1,000?
Well, for you, it's 500. Different because this is your life, you know. But you can keep as many as you like, but as long as you have respect for the ones you have and store them correctly and enjoy them,
yeah.
Absolutely keep them. That's the beauty of this method.
Yeah.
It's not saying get rid of everything at all. It's just keeping the things that you love and enjoy.
Yeah, and then you could sell the others, get a few quid, which I imagine would take the pain out of the emotional separation and everything.
You can do.
Musicians in general, I feel, and music people are probably ferocious hoarders, are they? Have you ever tried to sort out a musician?
I did. I worked with a music teacher, actually, up the country, and she was going on maternity leave, and she called me in desperation. She had moved house a few months previously, and she said, I want to enjoy my maternity leave, and I want to clear the music room. I said, show me the music room. She said, I want to play my piano and my guitar. But in the music room, you couldn't even see the piano or the guitar. There was so much other stuff in there. But that's another part of the method, is creating a vision of how you want to feel and function in your own home. So she kept that dream alive and she's actually giving music lessons from that beautiful room now.
Okay, and the room is tidy now, is it?
Perfect, absolutely. And she has all her music bits in it, yeah.
Come here, I presume this time of year, the taking out of the winter clothes and the putting away of the maybe largely unused summer clothes, is this a good decluttering opportunity for us?
It is, absolutely. And a lot of time when people are putting away their summer clothes, they never think to declutter. They just put them all away. So have a good look at them before you put them away. And if there's a broken zip or a stain or something that you feel you won't wear again or fit into again, just let it go and you'll have a lot less to deal with next summer when you take them out.
Do we have to let go of everything we don't fit into? Yeah, I would be hoping that I would fit into them again at some stage.
I think you're looking fabulous, Brendan, as you are. Just keep what's in your wardrobe now that fits you and you'll be doing fine altogether.
Okay, you see, this is why I wanted Vera here, to soothe my soul. Okay, Vera Keohane, professional organiser, lovely to talk to you again.